It's a Woman Crush Wednesday. Join Professor Buzzkill as he crushes on women from history who deserve more fame and glory.
Yes, it is a Woman Crush Wednesday, Buzzkillers, and this Wednesday we're talking about Dame Vera Stephanie Steve Shirley. But fortunately, we have a new Buzzkiller with us, Professor Marie Hicks from the University of Wisconsin, who's going to tell us not only about Dame Stephanie, but why she needs to be better known, certainly in the Buzzkill Nation. How are you, Professor?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing all right. Thank you so much again for being back on the show. We'd love to know about Dame Stephanie, Steve, and we'll explain why she's called Steve sometimes. Could you give us a bit who she was, a bit background? Her youth is absolutely fascinating.
Sure. Well, Stephanie Shirley was a British computing pioneer. She's maybe like the Grace Hopper of Great Britain.
And all right, Buzzkillers might know Grace Hopper. She's a very famous American in the Navy. Is she Navy computing? Was it what other?
That's right.
I got that right? Okay.
That's right. Grace Hopper got her start programming the Mark I computer for the Navy during World War II. And during World War II, Stephanie Shirley was a little girl and she was Jewish and she basically was going to be murdered by the Nazis if it hadn't been for something called the Kindertransport, which was a program to transport children out of Nazi-occupied territories in Europe and to the UK to essentially try to save their lives. And she comes over on the Kindertransport, and she grows up, and she goes to work in technical fields. And then basically, because she can't really get ahead as a woman in the British government and in the the context of working for another person's industry or company, she decides to just start her own freelance programming company, and she becomes wildly, wildly successful.
Freelance programming.
So at this point in time, basically, managers install a computer, they buy a computer, and the programming comes with it. Programs weren't really seen as a separate product at this point in time. Uh-huh. The idea was people would buy the hardware, but nobody's going to pay for, just like a program. And that meant that the people who bought the computer, they had to learn how to program it themselves, and that was very hard. And so they wanted to actually get other people sometimes to program the computer to do what they needed it to do. And she sees this gap in the market where there aren't people who are saying, we can do that for you. You just pay us to program and we'll do it for you. And so she starts a freelance programming company where other companies and where the government will give her jobs, say, look, make this happen, make our computers able to do such and such, and we'll pay you for the software.
Huh. That's fascinating. So she works in machine language, she works in programming, but then she also goes off and entrepreneurially founds this sort of new way of thinking about women and programming.
Exactly. And this is where she gets her nickname, Steve, because what she came to find out was that when she was trying to get contracts, she would send letters soliciting business, try to get people to hire her. And she didn't get anybody, nobody wanted to hire her until she started signing her letters, Steve. She thought signing the letters with a man's name might get her more business, and she was 100% right. And it got her foot in the door, and she would show up, and people would be very shocked. Oh, it's a woman showing up? Who's Steve? Where's Steve, right? But once she got her foot in the door, she impressed them enough that, she got business. She got hired.
Well, and of course, as I've read since you've told me about her, she becomes a fellow of the Royal Academy of Engineering. She's works for Birkbeck College. All these accolades come to her late in the 20th century, in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. But she had to work. She had to move heaven and earth to get to that point.
Yeah. Another thing is she founds the Oxford Internet Institute at Oxford University. Right. So now she's regarded as one of the luminaries of British computing. But even back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, one of the things that she did was her team was behind programming the black box recorder for the Concorde. So, you know, high tech, cutting edge projects that she was doing. And she was employing primarily women to do this because she knew that there were lots of women programmers who had skills who couldn't get jobs because basically they needed flexible part-time work to take care of children. And she just scoops up all this talent that's being thrown away by the rest of industry and government. And that's how she makes her fortune.
And hence the idea of freelance programmers.
Exactly. Right?
It's perfect for the people she's targeting. We should mention Buzzkillers that she was appointed, named an officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, hence Dame Vera Stephanie Steeve Shirley is her full name, and that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's almost as high as you can get, right, in the British context. So that just goes to show the importance that, you know, she has in the in the national consciousness. That's why I sort of say she's a little bit like the British Grace Hopper.
A lot of things she did, were they taken up in other countries, the concept of freelance programmers and things like that? That spread?
Yeah, I mean, very much so. Like today we don't call it freelance programming because we don't know anything but freelance programming in a lot of ways. You know, like when you think about Microsoft, right? When you think about Bill Gates starting Microsoft, that's exactly what he's doing. He's a freelance programmer creating software that other companies want to buy and use. So that's like our whole model for what software is today for the most part.
Well, thank you so much, Professor. We've learned a lot about someone who should be better known, certainly in Buzzkill Nation and elsewhere out there in the podcast listening world. We have Stephanie Shirley's memoir on the Buzzkill bookshelf. It's entitled Let It Go, and it's there for all you Buzzkillers to enlighten yourself. Talk to you next week.